This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The state's Labor Department and Attorney General Phil Weiser say they're cracking down on hundreds of thousands of fraudulent claims made for unemployment benefits. Weiser says it's happening across the state.
Preying on people during a pandemic, it's atrocious. And we don't want to allow these scammers to get away with it.
Weiser says the best way for people to track if they're a victim of fraud is to monitor their credit score. Before the pandemic, the Labor Department had only 90 bogus cases. That's now up to a million. The state says it's happening because of stolen identities and not a breach in the agency's system. Scammers have gotten about $4 million from the state. So far, no arrests have been made. Colorado's drought conditions have held steady for the last week. More than half of the state is in an extreme drought. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows about 16% is in an exceptional drought, mostly in the western half of the state. That category is as bad as it gets. There's one small spot of relief, though, in southern Colorado, in parts of Rio Grande, Saguache, and Alamosa. The area is considered abnormally dry, but not in a drought. Right now it is, Fort Collins is at 46 degrees. It's mostly cloudy and you can expect some snow this afternoon. Denver is seeing some light snow right now in certain areas. It's 37 degrees. Tonight the snow should continue into the night and it'll dip down into the high 20s. Meanwhile, Grand Junction is at 53. This is CPR.